From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. What a rough day it was yesterday for markets. The Dow closed down 459 points, nearly 2%. The S&P 500 closed down 2.25%. The NASDAQ, the poor NASDAQ, closed down 2.75%. Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Luthold Group.
We have a very vulnerable marketplace in general for a host of different reasons, including high valuations, rising Fed tightening, rising bond yields.
Paulson says sensitive markets don't take bad news well.
What happens with a vulnerable market is the news flow daily has much more impact day in and day out than maybe the same news would have a year ago when the market wasn't in such a vulnerable position.
Among the casualties were some prominent tech stocks. Intel, Tesla, and Amazon each have had separate setbacks, their stocks all falling more than 5%. Among those setbacks, Bloomberg reports that Apple will ditch Intel chips for its computers and start making its own chips. Apple's responsible for 5% of Intel's revenue, according to Bloomberg. Amazon ran into trouble, too. The president attacked the online retailer over Twitter and falsely accused it of not paying taxes, threatening that change would come. And this comes weeks after Facebook stocks tumbled over concerns around how user data has been used. Scott Wren is senior global equity strategist for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. He says despite the bad news, he's not all that worried.
You know, I don't think the economy is going to be brought down by security concerns at a social media company, nor do I think, the largest internet retailer on the face of the planet is going to have a lot of problems selling